There's a lot to learn for Titans fans entering the 2014 season, including a lot of new names and faces on the coaching staff. But one of the Titans' assistants is very familiar to people in this area already. I'm talking about offensive coordinator Jason Michael. Jason Michael is one of the bright young coaches in the National Football League, and Coach Ken Wisenhunt brought him from San Diego.
Jason, you described it when you got the Titans offensive coordinator position as it's kind of like it was a dream job. What made it feel that way when Ken Wisenhunt brought you here with him from San Diego?
Well, I think that exactly was a lot of it. You know, both professionally, both personally, having a chance to work with Coach Wisenhunt and continue that. You know, we developed a rapport last year and only having worked for a year with him. But that relationship grew. And then when he had the opportunity to come here and ask me to come, I was ecstatic about a chance to come here professionally. And then the personal side of things, having grown up in Kentucky, having played football an hour north of here in Bowling Green at Western Kentucky, you know, having GA'd and coached both at Tennessee, my wife's from Tennessee, you know, and it's an opportunity that doesn't happen a lot in this profession.
Do you find when you meet people here, you're more recognized as the former Western Kentucky National Championship quarterback or the former University of Tennessee assistant?
Shoot, neither one. You know, it's been so long for both of them. You know, it's great. You develop relationships and build relationships in this game. And having been in Knoxville, a lot of great friends, dear friends that I coached with there, that worked for the university, that we stay in touch with, and they're our closest friends. And the same thing. You know, from college, you know, you lose track of some guys, but then when you have an opportunity to come back, some of those guys come crawling out of the woodworks. You get a chance to hear from them again.
You've been a tight end coach. Now you're back in the quarterback room with quarterback coach John McNulty and all the different signal callers. What does that feel like for you?
It's been good. It's been refreshing. You know, nothing against the tight end room, but, you know, everything in this league, college, high school, it doesn't matter where you play football. It revolves around the quarterback. And having been in that room before, it's refreshing to get back there. That's where you're talking ball. When you get a chance to develop that relationship with Jake, with Charlie, with Tyler, you know, with Coach McNulty and Coach Wisenhunt, you know, just to where we get a feel, and it's an early in this process to where we have a chance to, you know, talk through some things and get a chance to see how do they learn, you know, what do they like, what are their dislikes, but it's been refreshing to be back in there with those guys.
You're just starting to get on the field, so obviously the process is just beginning, and Jake Locker's still recovering from his foot surgery, but what are your initial impressions of working with Jake Locker?
Well, I think just his determination. He came in here since we've been here. We haven't been able to do a whole lot until now. But the way he attacked the rehab, you know, off of his injury, since we got into meetings in phase one, you know, the way he's attacked the playbook of learning it, you know, just he's a hard worker. And that's the thing that stands out the most.
Charlie Whitehurst was with you and Coach Wisenhunt in San Diego. What is he bringing in terms of helping not only Jake and Tyler learn the offense, but the other players learn the offense?
No doubt. He's another set of eyes for Jake, for all of us, another set of ears. And you know, he's been through this. He's been through the growing pains. He was there a year ago when we were implementing the same offense. There's parts of it that are going to be harder to understand or a little more difficult from that standpoint, parts that are easy. To be able to help maybe communicate it another way to the other guys or help, you know, say, hey, this was a situation that I hit, you know, or I ran into, to be able to communicate it hands-on of having been in it. But, you know, Charlie's a guy that's come in and, you know, he's coming in competing, and there's no doubt about that. And that's what we're trying to do is create competition. But at the same time, he's a guy that all these, not just the quarterbacks, but all the positions can lean on and say, hey, you know, what was it like? What's this like? Or what are we going to get to with this?
Your coaching influences in terms of who you've been with, I think about Jack Harbaugh and Philip Fulmer and North Turner and Ken Wisenhunt and Mike McCoy. Who do you kind of follow? Who do you kind of pattern yourself after with all those influences?
I don't know if you pattern specifically to anyone. You know, I think everyone you're with, you learn something. You know, and if you're not, then you're wrong. You know, going back, all those guys that you mentioned, you know, there's something that you feel, hey, you know, when I have an opportunity to be in that situation, I'm going to do that. Or, hey, you may learn some things that you would have done differently. But I've been very, very fortunate to have been with some great coaches. And I've learned a lot from those guys and, you know, continue to every day. And in terms of a set guy, you know, this is what I pattern myself. I don't. I'm myself. I try to be Jason Michael. But I take influences from all those guys towards how I want to, you know, direct my coaching.
We're glad you're here.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Jason Michael, the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator, joining us on this special draft edition of Titans All Access.
We're back with more of the show right after this.